sort of discussion, sort of.
Sure.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A quiz question for you. Do you know the four books of the Gospel then, or the first four books in the New Testament?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah. Acts and Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. And on and on.
Right. Okay. Is there a place to get books in Manasseh that you can go to check out books about?
No. We had an LDS bookstore until this last spring when the owner passed away. There are a few books over there yet that they're trying to clear out from, you know, stock that they had.
Yeah.
I would say the Conejos County Library is the only place that we have here.
Where is that? Is that down toward Lahr?
Yeah, it's on 285 next to the high school.
Okay. When you were going to school, are the teachers mostly a female around here, or male? Or?
When I was growing up, it was almost predominantly female. There weren't that many men. And the men that were there were the coaches and the, you know... But I am finding, and I think I am glad that I'm finding that more and more men are going into elementary education.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe a strength that needs to be there. You know.
Yeah.
Men can give what women can't always in the way of strong but firm discipline.
Yeah, and also with probably so many people. I don't know about down here, but up in Alamosa, you see so many single mothers.
Yes. That was going to be another comment. I think kids are away from their dads so much that it's kind of nice to have a male figure.
Yeah, even if their dads are in the home, it's
working
a lot of times. Do you find that when I walked in, the kid asked you about being a cousin, are you related to a lot of people in this area?
Actually, I'm not, but my husband is related to everybody.
Really?
Yes. You can go down the phone book, and unless they have a Hispanic surname, he's probably related.
Is there much, if any, intermarriage between Hispanic and Anglo?
Quite a bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about bilingualism? Do many people know Spanish?
It is a required subject in our high school. You have to have at least 1 year of Spanish there. We have an elementary teacher, she teaches first grade, and she is Hispanic, and she encourages bilingual in her class. Mm-hmm. She'll give the kids a word, tell them the English word, and then tell them the Spanish.
Right.
And I think that's good.
Right.
If I had it to do over again, I would have learned Spanish.
Is that something they talked about 20, 30 years ago in school?
I've been out of school a long time,
right.
28 years, and it was, you know, just kind of a... You can take it if you want to, no big deal, you know, yada yada. But anymore, I think that it needs to be, because so many jobs are requisite on being bilingual.
Right.
Because there are so many Mexican people from Mexico that come in and they don't speak it at all. And stuff. But more and more. I would say yes, it needs to be required and the kids need to learn it for their own good.
Do you know much Spanish?
I had only bad words.
Yeah, right. I spent a summer in Mexico when I was 17, so I know those words too.
Uh-huh.
How to say please and French fries and
yeah,
things like that.
¿Cómo está? Muy bien. Those things,
right,
uh-huh.
Right. All right. That sounds great so far. I was wondering if you could tell me about houses in this area, what typical houses are like, if you can think of it. Model house or your own house, what that was like, what kind of rooms were in and stuff like that.
Growing up or the one I'm living in?
Let's go with the one growing up.
The one I grew up in, the first one I lived in, was a four-bedroom, big dairy farm with the open front porch and the whole thing. I had a lot of good memories of that house. I think it was just a frame house. There wasn't anything, you know, out of the ordinary or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.